Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omad with the rrr. And if you can't say Omad with the rrr, well then you just say Omad with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. This Power Monday, the last Power Monday of May, all up in the Gemini time of the Zodiac, astrologically speaking. We are talking about third year of COVID, no free money. Let's get into it. Y'all know the first year when COVID really started to get popping, I believe, when they said COVID, they call it COVID-19, and the 19 stands for 2019 when they first discovered the virus. You know, it was coronavirus, and coronavirus had been out before, but as far as COVID-19 is concerned, this version, this strand of the virus which would later be would later come to be known as COVID-19, really started to spread in 2020. So in 2020, we experienced a worldwide pandemic. Nobody had ever known what a pandemic was before, because the last time we had a pandemic, I believe, was yellow fever all the way back in like 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago. And I don't think it was a worldwide pandemic. Now with the media being what it is, with us having such access to the internet, being able to access and see things that are going on all over the world, whether we live there, have peoples there, or are there, now we can see how things affect the rest of the world and not just us. So when COVID first came out, we were talking about how there were mostly just white people being reported to have it, and it wasn't that widespread, things like that. And then black people started to get it, and then there was a wrap. We ain't stopped getting. People start dying. Hospitals being flooded with people couldn't breathe, would cough all off the chain. You know, we lost a lot of celebrities. We lost a lot of loved ones, people that were close to us, classmates, family members, lovers, spouses, children. It was off the chain, and we saw us being quarantined to our homes. So many of us weren't able to go to our jobs. Many of our jobs had to close down. We weren't allowed to work, many of us. Jobs weren't hiring because people couldn't come out. There were city ordinances or countywide ordinances about the amount of people that you could allow in stores at one time. So you would go to the market and have to wait outside in order to go inside of the market, because the countywide capacity for the people allowed inside of the stores was a certain number. So you would have to wait outside until people came out and they could let you in. It was a different time. And for the first time in our lives, we were mandated to wear masks and to do social distancing. We didn't even know what social distancing was, having to stay 6 feet apart from each other, no hugging, no handshaking. You know, we were told and made to believe that the virus was spread by contact, bodily contact, things like touching steel, metal, or whatever. You know, now we know things to be a little different. But the first year of COVID, we were supposed to stay in our homes. Now, what they did to relieve things immediately was they put extra money on the unemployment books. So if you know how normally in with unemployment, you only receive 60% of whatever salary that you were receiving while you were working. So if you were making $100, then you were only getting $60. That's how unemployment works. You get 60%. When COVID came, in order to relieve things for so many people who were out of work, they threw an extra $600 on top of the unemployment. So whatever you were making from unemployment, whatever you were making at your job, you got 60% of that, the standard unemployment check, and you got $600 per week. On top of your unemployment check for PUA. As you can imagine, that was doing that. A lot of people were making more from unemployment than they were at their regular jobs. So that $600 went on for like 90 days. Or up until, yeah, that was 90 days for that check. So people were living high off the hog from about, I think it was like, it started in the summertime, I think from like May May until August or June. I mean, August or September, something like that. It wasn't 3 months. It was 6 months. 6 months of the $600. And then after the $600 was over, then they reduced it, cut it in half, and you were getting $300 instead of the $600. You was getting $300. People were still doing well. People were getting PPA loans. I'm sorry, PPA. PUA loans. They were getting PUA loans. So you were able to secure a loan for independent business that you may have lost because of the pandemic, and it was supposed to be so you could get back on your feet. A lot of people cheated the system, and you know. Anyway, we were supposed to be quarantined and in our homes, but one thing you can't expect is for people to have money and then for them to stay home. They're going to get out there and spend that money, and that's exactly what they did. So shopping was off the chain in 2020. We supposed to be in the house. People was in line to go to Best Buy. That's how that was going down. And then the holidays rolled around. So, and then George Floyd got killed. So even though we were supposed to be quarantined in the house, we were out protesting. And when I say we, I don't mean me. I mean we as in black people riding for George Floyd. White people riding for George Floyd. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. So that was a snapshot of 2020. So Memorial Day, Juneteenth, because 2020 was the first year that I remember us recognizing Juneteenth as a national holiday. I had never had off for Juneteenth before. And honestly, in the city of Philadelphia, we were never taught about Juneteenth. I never knew about Juneteenth I knew about Juneteenth because in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where my mom's people live, they always had Juneteenth Day. But I ain't know nothing about that down here. Anyway, so, you know, we were all for that and all for 4th of July. And people weren't supposed to be, you weren't supposed to have gatherings. As a matter of fact, it was illegal to have a gathering because of the health risks that was involved. You know, you couldn't have a situation where you didn't know if people had the virus or not, and it could spread, and that's exactly what was happening. People was getting COVID left and right and left, up and down, in and out, over and above, back and forth. So, like I said, you're not going to give niggas a bunch of money and then tell them, but you got to stay in the house. You can't go out and spend the money. So we saw people having parties and cookouts and get-togethers, even though they weren't supposed to. Neighbors minded their business. You minded yours. Some people told. Sometimes the cops had to get involved. It was going down in 2020. Like I said, the money was flowing. Then take it to 2021. 2021, we were supposed to have had the virus under control because of the vaccinations. One shot, two shot, one shot, Johnson & Johnson. So by the summertime, in 2021, we saw the mask mandates get lifted. We saw the social distancing mandates lifted. We took those masks off too soon. And what happened? The numbers went up. Delta virus. Omicron virus. I'm sorry. Delta variant. Omicron variant. So last summer was hot with COVID. Again. You see the pattern? All right. So the vaccinations were supposed to take care of the COVID situation in 2021. And that's not what happened. That's not what happened. And in 2021, they were still giving out the $300 on top of the unemployment money. But people were starting to come back to work. Businesses were opening. The capacity, the allowed, the capacity occupancy capacity in buildings was starting to increase. So, like, I was working at the Pennsylvania Convention Center last year, and we saw the capacity go up from 50 people to about 500 people. Is it that much? I'm going to stick with 500. I'm not sure if it was that much. But then they increased it more and more and more. But then they implemented the COVID vaccination mandate. So in order to go back to work for businesses that employed 100 employees or more, everybody had to be vaccinated. Now, I had a problem with that because I'm thinking, like, I didn't get COVID. I've been taking care of myself. Why do I have to get this vaccination? Why do I have to take this vaccine, which I don't even know if it's really a vaccine, and that I don't know whether it's going to protect me from COVID or keep me from dying or keep me from getting sick. I don't know the side effects, and I'm not even sure what's in it and whatever, but they told me that I had to take it or I wasn't going to be able to come back to work. Little did I know I could afford against that, but when your back is up against the wall and you see your check about to suffer, you're going to make a move, and that's what I did. Still pissed off about it. Now, where I work now, they're talking about I got to get a booster. Can I get a lawyer? Anyway, so we saw that. We saw the vaccination mandate also for restaurants and movies and stuff like that. You couldn't get in. You couldn't get into clubs, bars, and stuff like that unless you showed your vaccination card. That only lasted for a little while, but nonetheless, it was a thing. It was a thing. All right. That was 2021. Fast forward to 2022. We've had 2 full years of COVID. Now we're in our third year. What do we expect? First of all, they stopped all of the PUA money in September of 2021. So if you're on unemployment now, you're on straight unemployment, and they're going to put those time limits on that you can collect unemployment, like they had before, 90 days, 180 days, whatever the case may be. You know, unemployment is back to the way it was, and there's no extra money. No more jimmies, no more cherry on top, no more whipped cream, no more of that. You can't get that no more. That shit sell. It's over. It's done. No stimulus money. Besides the PUA money, no stimulus money. That's what I forgot. In 2021, the stimulus money was popping. It was popping in 2022, but it was only $600. Yeah, $600. In 2021, $1,400. It's not a lot of money, but think about it. You're getting $300 extra a week on top of the unemployment money that you was receiving. And then you got a stimulus check. So we're coming up out of the pandemic. Third year, 2022. No free money. No stimulus. No money on top of unemployment. And you got to go back to work. So what are we seeing now? What I saw in 2021 when employees started to come back to work. Oh, by the way, I was never unemployed. I was never laid off. I was furloughed 1 week per month for 6 months, not 6 months consecutive. It was 3 months one time and then 3 months another time, 7 months, because it was 4 months the second time. All right. Okay. So, So, with no with people starting to come back to work in 2021, a lot of people came back to work badly out of shape. You know, they've been eating literally at home, eating, no exercise, no working, no movement, no nothing. You know what I mean? People coming back with, you know, extra 50 to 100 pounds on them. Literally. Shit was serious. You know what I mean? People still trying to get rid of their COVID weight. So, you know, that was going down. And they weren't ready to work. They've been at home, you know, collecting money for a year, or over a year. And now they have to come back to work. A lot of people considered it, well, now they had to go back to their regular salary. And they was like, this ain't enough money. So what happened with a lot of businesses is that they're seeing people come back to work but don't want to work. People who used to work there who may have been laid off, you call them back in, and now they're refusing work. Like, nah, I ain't coming in. Or I already got this vacation lined up for the next 3 months. Y'all should have let me know that y'all was going to call me back 6 months ago, because that's when I booked this vacay. But I'm going to holler at y'all when I come back. I got you. I ain't refusing no work. Don't cut off my unemployment. That's what happened in 2021. 2022, we're still feeling a lot of the residue, the after effects, the aftermath of the stimulus, the PUA money, the loans, all of that stuff. So now you don't have any of that stuff to fall back on, but now you have gotten used to a certain lifestyle. You've gotten used to a certain lifestyle that is hard to break out of. You know, once you start giving somebody something for free, it's really hard to get them to start paying for it. Some people will do it, but most people ain't going to do it. Most people ain't going to do it. And understandably so. It's hard. You know that somebody has just been giving it to you. And now they're trying to tax you. The only area where that might work is drugs. You was getting high for free, and now somebody is telling you that you got to start paying for it. Well, you got this little addiction going on now. So yeah, you going to pay. You ain't got no choice. So you're going to start paying. Or you're going to be out here jonesing. Fiending. I can't leave you alone. You got me fiending. Fiending. I can't leave you alone. You got me fiending. Girl, I'm fiending for you. So yeah, so here we are. You've been working for free, you've been at home. Some people work from home. Now they have to start going into the office. Some people want to go back into offices, and the offices have closed down. Or, you know, now everybody's working remotely. A lot has changed in this third year of COVID. A lot has changed. A lot has been revealed. A lot of business practices have been exposed. A lot of people who claim to be hard workers and stuff like that have been exposed. You know what I mean? People running around here looking naked right now. Butt naked. So what are we working with? You know, you may be dealing with somebody. First of all, you may be dealing with COVID fatigue And we was talking about COVID fatigue all the way in 2020. We was talking about that 2 years ago. Now, here it is 2 years later, going into the third year of this, and we still talking about COVID fatigue. COVID fatigue is like when you're tired of social distancing. You're tired of staying in the house. You're tired of seeing how many people are dying and getting sick and all of the restrictions that go along, you know, wearing masks, social distancing, whatever the case may be. You know, you got COVID fatigue, but COVID don't care because it's still here. And it looks like it's going to be here for the foreseeable future. So what are you going to do? For the foreseeable future, it looks like COVID going to be here. It's hanging out. It ain't going back in the house. Like, ew, y'all can go back in the house. I'm going to hang out here. And the numbers are starting to rise again. Ever since, every time, it seems like every time they talk, they take away the mask mandate and whatever else, then the numbers go up again. Then they have to put the mask mandates back in. Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita, says there's a new virus now, monkeypox. Have you seen that mess? Monkeypox? Man, listen. That thing is nasty. That's ugly. Monkeypox. Monkeypox.
According to ilovebicycling.com, a brief history of the bicycle.
Shut up. Let me see. I can't show y'all monkeypox. This shit look nasty as hell. It looked like a bunch of blisters. Oh, man. Woo! I said woo. Let's see. Monkeypox is an infectious disease caused by the monkeypox virus that can occur in certain animals, including humans. Symptoms begin with fever, headache, muscle pain, swollen lip nose, and feeling. Let me see. Wait a minute. Early symptoms include headache, fever, muscle pain, shivering, backache, and feeling extremely tired. Typically, there are swollen lymph nodes behind the ear, below the jaw, and in the neck or in the groin. This is followed by a rash that forms blisters and crust over most frequently in the mouth, on the face, hands and feet, genitals, and eyes. Yeah, and I've heard that this is sexually transmitted too. The time from exposure to onset of symptoms is on average 12 days, though ranges from 5 to 21 days. The duration of symptoms is typically 2 to 4 weeks. Cases may be severe, especially in children, pregnant women, and people with suppressed immune systems. And it's a virus. You know what that means, right? That means it ain't going away. And it also means that antibiotics cannot fix it. Antibiotics only fix bacterial infections. With a virus, it's like, I don't know, try chicken soup. Try chicken soup. Monkeypox may be spread from handling bush meat, an animal bite or scratch, body fluids, contaminated objects, or close contact with an infected person. The virus normally circulates among certain rodents. Diagnosis can be confirmed by testing a lesion for the virus. The disease can appear similar to chickenpox. But in monkeypox, you've been out there messing around with that monkey. No, not like a chimp, an ape, or a gorilla. Like them nigga monkeys. You've been messing around with that monkey. I told you not to mess with that monkey. Told you not to mess with that fiend. Told you not to mess with that chimp. Told you not to mess with that G. She's the monkey, Yo, y'all, these joints look nasty, man. Little blisters, man. Little blisters. Little blisters. Yeah, this is this bad monkey pie. This bad monkey pie. But I don't think we've had any deaths from monkeypox. I got to turn from this. It's about to start making me itch. Yo, man, got that itch. Okay. Yeah. Oh, monkey. Monkey! Okay. So that's what we're working with. All right. 2022, people don't want to come back to work. When they come back to work, they don't want to work. They really won't want to come back to work and just chill. You know, they out of the loop. They out of practice. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we are talking about third year of COVID. No free money. How has it affected us? No free money. Well, today is Memorial Day. And I went out for a little while today, just a little while. I just had to go to the store. And first of all, normally on my block, every holiday and birthdays and all of that, they quick to close off the block. They quick, you know what I mean, and the grills get the popping. You know, people's people start coming through. They start talking, you know what I mean, they partying it up. I ain't smelled a hot dog today, not a burger. I ain't smelled no charcoal at all. And when I took a ride, normally you would see streets blocked off. You know what I'm saying? They didn't, you know, got a permit to have a block party. Stop traffic for that day. Nope. Not today. I ain't see it. I'm not saying it's not happening anywhere, but you can feel the difference in this city. And I don't know anybody that announced that they was cooking out. You know, and you know, black people, I know my black people, you can always tell when the money is a factor. You know, because they let you know by a few words that this ain't no big production thing. In other words, you can come, but don't bring nobody with you because it ain't like that. And the words that they use to signal that are, we throwing a little something on the grill. They ain't say we was cooking out. They ain't say we having a barbecue. They ain't say, yo, come through, bring your people. You know what I'm saying? We got this thing going on. I'm throwing a little something on the grill. In other words, listen, I ain't spending no hot. First of all, I ain't got a lot of money. I ain't spending a lot of money. And I ain't feeding a bunch of people today. Or whenever the day comes. I ain't feeding no bunch of people. So you can come because I told you. I might not have wanted to invite you, but I know you're going to find out about it. So I'm going to go ahead and invite you. Hopefully you won't show up. So that'll be like an extra rib, burger, hot dog, brat, ear of corn, and crab legs. I don't know, man. Seafood is so expensive right now. But people were able to buy it in 2020 and 2021. Now it's so expensive, people are like, nah, we might be throwing something on the grill, but we ain't never throw crab legs on the grill, did we? It ain't going to start this year. Yeah, there may have been years when we threw some shrimp on the grill. Not this year. Like I said, we just throwing something on the grill, not a whole lot. Yo, sit back. He gonna have me a little party just to really get together. It ain't hardy. And we ain't spending a lot. You know how come? Because this year we ain't got it like that. Even though we work, I ain't going out like it's really hurt. Yo, gas prices. Gas prices. With this war going on over there in Ukraine, they're using that as an excuse to raise the price of gas. So food prices are and through the roof. Also, gas prices are way higher than we've ever seen them in life right now. I've never paid $4 a gallon before this year. I've never done that. Now, if I see gas for $4.50 a gallon, I'm like, yes, that's bad. That's bad, bad. Ain't no free money to fix this. The gas was cheap when the pandemic was really going down in the beginning of 2020. Now, a lot of people want to say that Joe Biden is the reason that the gas prices are high, whatever. No president is ever responsible for the gas prices going high, going up. And there's nothing they can do about it. It's free enterprise. It's free enterprise. You can't tell them how much to charge for the gas. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? Also, Stacey White, T. Carrie Wright. Thanks for coming on through, y'all. But yeah, so this third year, ain't no free money. Cats ain't handling like that. You got to pay for everything. So I think that's why I didn't see no cookouts today. That's why I haven't heard about nobody cooking out or throwing a little something on the grill. They might have threw a little something on the grill. I ain't get invited. I ain't mad at them. It's rough out here. I ain't invite them to mine either. I didn't throw nothing on the grill. But the point is still the same. It's the same. It's the same. It's real. It's very real right now. You know, so, you know, we have to try to do the best that we can with what we have. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. We'll do this. All right. Monkeypox. Better stop messing around with them monkey. Guys messing around with them monkey. You know better than to mess around with that monkey. You know that you ain't supposed to be messing around with that monkey, boy. You monkey boy, you monkey. You monkey boy, you monkey. You monkey. All right. Chill, son. All right. But this third year, we're starting to see some differences because of the economy is not where we need it to be, not where we want it to be, not where we can manage it, control it, or manage to not be negatively affected by it. It's off the chain right now. It's off the chain right now. So, how has the third year of COVID affected you? Are you still eating? Are you one who had to go back to work? Or were you one that was working the whole time? Are you feeling the hardship because of the prices of gas, prices of food, cost of living? Or are you doing all right? Are things all the same for you? You know, I talked to somebody the other day and they was talking about how if you didn't learn how to hustle during the height of the pandemic in 2020, then it's a wrap for you because you should have learned how to get another stream of income. And that's a point of view that I can understand and relate to. It just doesn't apply to everybody. Everybody ain't built to go out there and make money independently. Some people just want to get a job that pays them good enough. Maybe they get trained or educated for another job. And for a better position at their job, and they're good with that. I don't see anything wrong with it per se. You know, saying that people, should have learned how to hustle or should have gotten a hustle on. That's a judgment, not a bad one, but it's definitely a judgment. You know, sometimes we speak from our own perspective or this perspective of what we know and what we know how to do and we expect other people to follow suit, and it just doesn't work out that way. But for you personally, what has the pandemic brought to you? What have you seen differently? Like I said, if you come back to work, you know, are you making more money to combat the cost of living? Have you and your coworkers or the other employees at your job, have they gotten raises, bonuses, some type of salary increases in order to balance out the cost of living and the cost of inflation? Some have, some haven't. Stacey White says $40 to fill their tank. $40 to fill a tank. $40 ain't filling no tank right now. Only tank that $40 might fill right now is a motorcycle gas tank. That's it. It ain't filling no car tank. No, not on E it ain't. Not from E. T. Carrie Wright says, I've learned how well my family can do with limited resources, food, toiletries, etc. Okay. All right. So there's a lesson in the, there's a blessing in the lesson. That's good to know. That's good to hear. That's good to find out. That's good to feel. You know. At my job, I've learned that, and I've seen, I feel that people really don't want to work anymore. Not like they used to. People used to be enthusiastic about a job that they just started. Now they're like, I could take it or leave it. I'll give me another one. Take it or leave it and I'll give me another one. But the thing about it is there's no free money anymore. So it doesn't really pay to be out of work. But, you know, I guess cats see it the way they see it. They figure regardless of whether I'm getting free money or whatever the case may be, I'm going to still do me. I'm going to still do my thing. And I ain't got to be a slave to this system. I was making more money when I was home. You're not doing that anymore. And I don't think that's coming back. You know, now that we understand more of how the virus works, and shout out and rest in peace to all of the people who perished from COVID. You know, because a lot of people still don't think that people died from this. I'm like, I swear, I had a discussion with somebody last week. You know, how they're saying 1 million people in the United States have died from COVID. And they were saying, you know, those numbers is fixed and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, let's take half of that. Are we satisfied with those numbers? 500,000 people, 500,000? I said, you know what, let's slice that in half. 250,000 people. Can we agree that 250,000 people died from COVID? Or are we going to say, nah, even it was made up? Listen, people have died. Now, if you don't know anybody that has died from COVID right now, I find that hard to believe because celebrities have died from it and all of that kind of stuff. Now, I know that some of the numbers were inaccurate. But like I said, even if you take a quarter of the reported 1 million that have died from COVID, are we good with that? I'm not good with it. You're probably not good with it. If people that you know and care about and love have been in those numbers that have died. Because if 1 million people have died from it and it only kills 2% of the people that it affects, then that means millions and millions got the virus. And remember, those are just the ones on the books. Those are the ones that they can actually verify through a signature or whatever. Signature, hospital records, discharge releases, whatever the case may be. But yeah, even if only one quarter of the reported 1 million have died and they lied about the other three quarters, it's still too much, $250,000. I bet you right now, all of us listening to this show, if we had $250,000 right now, we'd be doing okay. Imagine that many people dying. Times four, or at least three. At least two. Kids are graduating high school right now. Colleges have already graduated. This year, they were able to have ceremonies, graduation ceremonies. In 2020, but none of that. It was limited in 2021. Proms and all that kind of stuff. The kids weren't back in school yet. So none of that. None of that in 2020, 2021. Now, that's taken into account that there were some schools. There were some schools that never closed during COVID. They kept their doors open. Certain private schools did it. They never shut down. I don't know how they got away with it, but they did it. There's a Catholic school called Little Flower, close to here. Little Flower, I don't think it ever closed. I don't remember seeing Little Flower closed. I don't think so. Carol says, at half full, my car cost me $43 to fill up. Now I only let it get down from full. And I spend about $20 to fill up. Okay. Okay. Carrie says, Prius takes $40 now. And that's a hybrid. Carol says, I actually work most of the time remotely or on site. Okay. Oh, T. Carrie Wright says, I'm fine and I did add a stream of income. Okay. I continue to work in education. Okay. Cool, 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 cool. Carol says, Taki, we'll never know. I don't think how much it would cost to fill up from E. Can't let it get that low. Okay. Half a tank, $43. Yeah. 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 Depending on the size of the tank in your car. If you got an SUV, you might have a 30-gallon tank. At damn near $5 a gallon? Five times 30. Now, 5 times 20 is $100. Are you counting with me? 5 times 20 is 100. So you add on another 10 at $5 a gallon, well, you staring down the barrel of $150 to fill up from E. You need to park that thing. You need to park that thing. Carol says, this six cylinder is not what I used to have. I had a four cylinder forever. Nah, you good now. You need a six cylinder. You need more, that power. You need more power. That four cylinder ain't got no power. It might have some speed, but it ain't got no power. And then now you're working with a little power. I'm a V8 man myself. When I tap on that pedal, I want to see that thing need to move. But I bet you I'm driving that Toyota right now, that six-cylinder Toyota right now, because it take 87 gas. And some other cars take premium. We ain't doing that. Uh-uh. We ain't doing that. No. Carol says, my son has an eight-cylinder GMC. He pays $100 and above. Yes, he does. Because that tank is big. That tank is big. This extra large. That tank is big. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 30th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Demetria Kibi Merriman. Happy birthday to you. And also Latasha Jones turning 43 years old today. And Arania Johnson, excuse me, turning 50 years old today. And Regina Powell, excuse me, turning 51 years old today. And Kendra Leggett, excuse me, happy birthday to you. And Tiana Loving London, happy birthday to you. And Kelly Camps, happy birthday. And Erica E-Class Benz Kustis, turning 39 years old today. And Sasita Dawson, Sasita P. Dawson, you know what I mean? Go get her. She used to always come on the lives when we was on Facebook. Happy birthday to you. And also Rosalind Hartman, turning 69 years old today. And my man Keith from up the block, real name Vernon Keith Ruffin Jr., happy birthday to you. And my girl Candace, what is it? NLVW Jesus Dorsey. I don't know what that means. Turning 44 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious, glorious, glorious. May 30th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Look, this is the third year of COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, the world may never go back to what it was before. We may never see a time where nobody has masks on anymore. Comfortably. You know what I mean? Although, right now, when you go to a lot of stores, since they lifted the mask mandate, I'm feeling like I'm the only fool in the stores with my mask on. But I don't care, because I ain't trying to get that joint. So people say, well, the mask doesn't really protect you from COVID. I ain't got it yet. I ain't trying to hear that. I say it do. And maybe just the security of knowing that I have it on, maybe that helps. I don't know. I know I ain't trying to go out like a punk sucker duck MC. All right. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, we're in our third year of this. You know what I'm saying? We should start seeing right now that I don't think that this thing is going to end abruptly like we keep hoping for. Like, we keep looking for like it to end in one day. Like, yay, no more COVID, no more virus, no more sickness, no more dying, no more having to worry about the next man coughing up a lung. And I think that we're going to be okay. And I want to give a shout to all those that's done, and the ones that the lives we lost, and the ones that had to pay the cost, and even though the economy is messed up, I'm still here and you're still there. And we need to count our blessings on a daily basis. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank y'all for coming through. I hope y'all enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it to y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. So Blog Talk. Blog Talk. Get you up out of here. Yes.